never, ever give up. Let's persevere together today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music is, well, it's just second to none. And of course, the guests are so much fun. We've got Tori Taff in
yes,
the room.
We do.
There's Gerald Wolf.
Absolutely.
Ken Davis, hello.
Hello.
Kevin Williams.
Hey, I'm here.
Joyce Martin. We've got Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
I'm Daniel Britt, and the one and only Bill Gaither, who is the walking and talking definition of perseverance.
Woo! How finally right you are. And my guests today are singing loud and clear. Let's get it started. Hey, it's going to be a good day.
It wasn't long ago we were in Tulsa, Oklahoma with the whole homecoming gang. Starting off the program today, Power in the Blood. That is all the homecoming friends in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like this one. It is the Gaither Vocal Band. Moses Smote the Water.
Brother Moses.
Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Sister, ain't you glad that you passed that sinful army? Brother, ain't you glad that the seas give away? Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away.
Well, now God called Moses from the mountain top.
Yeah. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away.
Well, he stamped his law into Moses' heart.
Yeah.
Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away.
My Red Sea parted and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted and I walked on through.
No more slavery.
My Red Sea parted and I walked on through.
No more time.
My Red Sea parted and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted and I walked on through.
He did it for me and he can do it. You, the Red Sea parted, you can walk on through. He did it for me, and he can do it for you. The Red Sea parted, you can walk on through.
Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas gave away. When Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas gave away. When Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas gave away.
Oh, that was Moses smited. Bill, would it be smited?
I think it was a past tense of smote. Yeah.
Okay, I think so. Moses smoted the water. That was the Gaither Vocal Band. Yeah.
My dad was a chain smoter.
Speaking of grammar, and weren't we?
I was talking about my dad, not my grammar.
Oh, it is the word of the day segment here. I'm looking for a sponsor. We've been looking. We're getting close, but if you'd like to sponsor this, feel free to step up. Step up, raise your hand. Here's the word, and we'd like for you to ring in and tell us if you know this one. Atelectatic.
I have heard that. I don't know exactly. I'm a little embarrassed here in the room of my peers. Well, some of you. I do know somebody who might have an answer for it. My Uncle T is always well-versed in these kind of situations. Jeff Abbey, could you get him on the line for us there? And here we go. Sometimes the middle of the day, he's not home, so we'll see. But my Uncle T typically...
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, Uncle T. Uncle T, it's me, Kevin.
Good Lord. Hang on a minute. Boys, I'm going to have to lay out this hand. Well, it's my goofy nephew.
That's me.
Yeah, the artsy one. All right, what is it this time now?
Sorry to interrupt your game there, but first of all, how are you doing, Uncle T?
How am I doing?
Yeah, I just was curious.
Well, except for arthritis and bursitis and nephritis and tendonitis and gastritis and dermatitis.
Okay.
And pancreatitis,
I see,
and gallstones, and kidney stones, pretty much everything except a headstone.
Yeah, I got you.
I reckon I'm doing all right.
Well, that's good. I got you. Well, I am live on the radio here in the studio, and I thought you could answer this question. What does atelectatic mean? Atelectatic.
Oh, you got to be kidding. Is this Bill Gaither's show?
Yeah, actually it is, yeah.
He still hires you to talk?
I don't know that hires is the right word.
Now, don't go getting cute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's no need to make fun of a man who successfully avoided the home this long.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You got a point there.
That's true.
I should take note.
Right, listen up now.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a lot of time.
All right.
We raised potatoes
when
I was growing up in Iowa.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you grew up in Kentucky.
You get on my nerves, boy. I tell you, Iowa is a small town in Kentucky.
Oh, all right, I got you. Well, I'm with you now.
Anyway, the little bitty taters are called Tadix.
Oh,
Tadix. And you can eat them up one bite.
Yeah.
And there's red Tadix, and there's brown Tadix, and Luck Tadix.
I see.
And the Luck Tadix tastes just like chicken.
All right, I got you. Luck Tadix,
well, here's what they found out.
Okay.
They work like magic to calm a kid down and make them happy all to a sudden.
Yeah.
They'd start smiling and laughing. Everything changed when the kid ate a Luck Tadix.
Ate a Luck Tadix. I didn't know that. Wow. I knew you'd have the answer to this. Well, I had no idea. But thanks, Uncle T, for everything. I appreciate
it. That's all right. Now, listen, you go do whatever it is you artsy people do. Go play you some scales or talk on the radio or something.
Okay.
And don't call me again because I got work to do. You hear?
Yes, sir.
Hear me in, boys.
I see it. That's my Uncle T, everybody.
I love Uncle T.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? If that's not the definition, it should be.
It should be.
It's better than this one, which is something about collapsing lungs or something. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm going with Uncle T every
okay,
time.
Okay, all right. You win, Uncle T.
You can depend on Jesus. You can. Paid you no return. Yesterday you had it made, but now you hate to face another breaking day. It's fairly easy what you need to do. Invest your trust in one who's tried and true. That age of stone will stand alone when all the sifting sands of life have come.
Wow, Janet Paschal.
Yeah, right here on Homecoming Radio. Boy, you can depend on him.
And here's something to think about. Ezekiel 34:12 says, as shepherds go after their flocks when they get scattered, I'm going after my sheep. I'll rescue them from all the places they've been scattered to in the storms. Ooh, that's a good one.
That's
I
good.
Love that.
A few weeks ago, we were in a barn. But not just a regular old barn. It was quite a classic barn. And the sound in that room was amazing, with 200 voices. And the power was amazing. And we did two things. We tried to get 11 or 12 hymns, which we got. And half of those were a cappella. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty amazing. The spirit of the thing was pretty amazing. And then the other 12 tunes were what we call convention tunes, songs that we all grew up with. Somebody asked earlier, what would be one of the most popular convention tunes, out of the Southland? This would have to be in the top five, Jesus Hold My Hand. Mm. It's always been done pretty country. Jesus hold my hand. This one, I think we did it the way Albert had written it, because it sounds like
we took some liberties.
Yeah, it does sound like it's a dotted field as I travel through this pilgrim land, and they the whole bunch caught on to it and loved it, and Levi from the Sound did the second verse. Joyce led the group on the chorus. Mm-hmm. See if you like it.
Yeah.
blessed way. Keep me that I may be wholly thine and sing redemption song someday.
I will be a soldier,
brave and true, and ever firmly take a stand as I onward go.
Our very own Joyce Martin.
Yes.
Levi Mills.
Yes.
You know what's so funny is my husband Paul was there at when that was going down. And then I walked back there to check on May and everything. And he looked at me and he said, I don't think I've ever heard you sing that high. You feeling all right? It didn't feel high at the time, but listening back, that's high. That's
is
really
that pretty high?
High?
Yeah. Is that pretty high? Yeah. Boy, you sang it though.
Well, thank you.
Let's go to New York, to the Brooklyn Tabernacle, and the Tallies with the great choir singing Hallelujah to the Lamb.
From the moment man first disobeyed the Father, we were then held captive by our sin. The law of God demanded a sacrifice, restoring to himself his own again. So the Lamb, his only son, was freely offered, atonement for our sin forever made. He innocent and holy, still God and God only, could ransom and redeem us back again. So I say hallelujah,
I forgive and for Christ.
And that's the tallies. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
What a song.
Right here on Homecoming Radio.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little perseverance to your life, all the while encouraging you to stay the course, never give up, and keep on singing.
Keep on.
And that will do it for today. But join us next time where we'll be here once again to bring you the music and all the smiles.
All the smiles.
Hey, we want to thank our friends in the booth, Jeff Abbey, Jeff Woods,
thank you, Jeff.
Dave Van Wyk, and so many.
Shane McConnell.
Kelly Paul. And listen, we have put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, a place where you can
hear more of us online. You can download the smartphone app. That's right. We've got our own app, so
we
get
do.
It. It's absolutely free. You can see the dates, times, and places for all the events, concerts, and all Gaither things coming up.
And get the latest scoop on the videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. Again, that's homecomingradio.com.
You know, we've got some great homecoming stations in England. Did you know that?
Oh,
Ranch FM, Genesis Christian Radio, there's New Life Radio, WOR Radio 68, and so many more. To you, we say a big
salute.
Yeah. We love England. Have so many good friends over there. We're out of time, but we'll see you again next time. Hang on.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Y'all.
Bye.
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 Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.